In your face. And I am thrilled to have Mark Mendoza and Maddie in the studio, two community advocates, activists. You guys are everywhere. Welcome. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, James.
It is
very
so
lovely
great
to meet you.
It is so great to meet you. I think of you two as the elves ever since you and Billy, Mr. Vic Bears, did that Christmas thing at the Laird and we saw all the photos. I just thought the elves in your costumes, that looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. I mean, if there's anything crazy and fun, we're always up to it. And I get to do it with my bestie, so
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
And also just showing up for our friends who, you know, we're doing great things for their campaigns and during their title years. And yeah, why not show up for them and help them out wherever they can? And yeah, it was really fun.
Speaking of campaigns, you guys have been involved in plenty of community education campaigns. Tell us about your work in the community broadly, starting with you, Mark.
So I started volunteering with Thorn Harbour, and that was after I engaged with one of their services. So after engaging with their service, let me give back and you know, I've got some time. So I started volunteering with them, and then after that got engaged with Living Positive Victoria, because I'm HIV positive. And with those two organizations, a lot of education and HIV awareness campaigns were put out. So I was really fortunate and really grateful for the opportunity to be involved in the campaigns out there, especially with the What Works campaign that I got to do with Maddie for the last couple of years. So yeah, it's been good.
Wow, Maddie, tell us about What Works.
What Works is a campaign to raise awareness about HIV prevention ways, and it also tackles wide audience. So the cool thing about it is also it comes in different languages as well. So you do Tagalog, I do it in Arabic as well. So that's one of the really the many cool things about it. And actually, I don't know if you know this, Mark, I believe the second campaign was one of the most successful health campaigns in Victoria.
It was nominated for a health award at the Victorian Health Awards last year, which I was great fortunate enough to attend. So that was really cool. They didn't win, but another Thorn Harbour campaign did win, though, so it was good.
Yeah, it came in second. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, speaking of awards, Mark, you did win a community award.
Yes, with Thorn Harbour.
Fantastic. Tell us about that.
So after doing those campaigns just putting my hands up, I put my hands up for quite a bit of things in the last couple of years. So it was really nice to be recognized. To be recognized at the end of last year. I know it was 2 years ago.
Last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was really nice to be recognized by the organization as a volunteer. And for me, I feel like I've got mentors in the space as well that I look up to. And hopefully I can be that same kind of mentor in the future for other people who in the volunteering space as well. We're all about like, join, whether it's Living Positive Victoria, Thorn Harbour or whatever.
We recruited
space.
Quite a few.
Yeah, we have recruited quite a few, yeah.
Speaking of work in the community, we had BB on the show last week, our Laird Leatherman 2025, heading off to Chicago soon for International Miss.
Good luck, BB, if you're listening.
Yeah, absolutely. But Maddie, you do Platform F with BB, which of course is a fetish and kink vodcast. It's been a huge success. Tell us about your role in that.
Yeah, well, BB approached me last year and he pitched the idea to me, and I was like, I didn't really think anything of it because, you know, a lot of people say things that and they don't follow through. Then we started meeting and thinking of the idea, and I love it so much. Love the message beyond it. It goes beyond fetish and king. It goes about how you can find your own tribe and community. And, you know, we had several guests. We had 21 guests, and everybody shares this story of how they found their tribe, and also they give insights on how to feel, how to connect with people in those spaces as well.
And you really focus on people on the margins, not just with Platform F, but both of you do with the work that you do. Like, you give a voice to people on the margins, and you really both embrace inclusivity with this incredible energy. I mean, you're everywhere on social media, Mark.
I mean, honestly, I think the secret is just to be your true authentic self, just be nice, give off positive vibes, and just be there when people need you. And people gravitate towards that. Mm. And that's basically it. Like, most things, we don't actually seek them. They come to us.
Yeah, and it's been a fun journey. And why not make it fun for everyone around us as well? So yeah,
and I've noticed a lot of people, when they see that you can just have fun and do a good job at the same time, they lean into it with us. So that's really an awesome thing to add to the whole thing.
So the people really come to you guys a lot. Like, I can see why. Like, you're magnets, right? That positive energy draws people to you. That's what you're saying, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, when I started volunteering, I was doing a lot of cloakroom stuff. So at the Laird or wherever. And that's how I was able to find community and get to know people in the community in a space where I actually wasn't really familiar with or would have been confident in. And after doing that for, you know, a good 6 months, like once a month every Monday for their underwear nights. So those fun experiences. It was fun being able to talk to the punters at the bar. I got my confidence, and I guess that made people gravitate towards those kind of events and roles, like volunteering in cloakroom. So non-Thorn Harbour stuff, I would get other friends like Bibi who would ask, you know, do you want to do cloakroom for this event? Or Vic Bears asking, do you want to do cloakroom for this event? And it just kind of, the ball just keeps rolling there. So it's been good. And then with Living Positive Victoria, I started volunteering in a way where I was facilitating workshops. So I guess me putting my hands up for things just gave me more opportunities.
Wow. Yeah. So you both facilitate. I mean, I hear your voice, Maddie, on Platform F, those amazing intros this that you week. Do.
This week. For me, I started volunteering. It was a goal of mine that I always wanted to do. I arrived to Australia in August 2023, and I started volunteering in October. And started with Thorn Harbour, then expanded to other organizations and groups as well. And the thing that I love the most about it is I'm in a safe space. And Thorn Harbour, actually, like, one of the cool things about them, that they help me discover skills that I didn't even know that I had. They just say, this is what we need to do. We trust you. Do what you want to do. Have your own spin on it. And then from there, other organizations and groups saw that what I could do, and then they also said the same thing. Like, they just want me to be what I want to be and just do my own thing, and I love it. So I get to utilize my skills, have fun, and hang around cool people. What's not to like?
So you came to Australia, and then 3 months later you were volunteering. That was all just really under 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy how time goes by.
And that's how we met.
Yeah, that's how we met. Yeah, we met during an induction. Yes.
So tell us about your immigration story to Australia.
It was a long and a lengthy process. I applied offshore, and the same month that I applied, COVID hits everywhere. So they hit pause, and I just didn't know if I'm coming or not. So it was just on hold for a long time. And then, you know, when I came in, I just was like waiting for so long. I didn't want to waste any time. So I just came and I just started rolling with everything.
Wow. And Mark, tell us about your story before you were kind of like a volunteering stalwart everywhere. Like, what's your journey?
My journey just before I started volunteering. So I was in a long-term relationship, and that unfortunately ended because I unfortunately got into some addiction issues. And in those 5 years of pretty deep addiction, I was able to turn my life back around and you know, find a light, and it was through volunteering that sort of got me there, finding new people to, yeah, finding people to that I was able to get along with and have fun, keep out of trouble, I suppose. So yeah, it's been a rough but also been a really, really rewarding and great journey so far.
And yeah. it just seems like you're embracing it so much. And I guess that's because you love the life you're leading now.
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, I've got lovely people around me. I so much loving support, family and friends. So yeah, it's been good.
So Maddie, Platform F, tell us about some of the guests you've had.
Oh, we had so many guests. One of the things that I like is that about Platform F is we have a lot of different guests who came from different walks of life, and we have received so much, so many good feedback from people who are watching, who live probably like not in, you know, close to the city in Melbourne, like in rural areas or even other states. Also, now it's gone international because we had some international guests. We're also receiving messages from all over the world saying like it helped us so much. It also reduced stigma about, you know, kink and fetish as well, and also helped them navigate their way around queer spaces in general and life. So it's been really, really good. Again, we started small. The goal was 10 episodes, and now we're discussing our second season. Yeah, so.
And you're really giving a voice to people who, you know, really have a great community, but perhaps haven't had a community that's been like embraced by, you know, mainstream queerness. And you're kind of, you know, shattering through that ceiling, aren't you?
Honestly, the experience is, I can't even describe it. When we sit one-on-one with them, it's usually like just either there's three of us, like if Mark can come, there's me, Bibi and Mark and the guest, or just the three of us, me, Bibi and the guest. Usually it's an intimate setting. So they actually open up to us, and you just being in that room and you feel all that energy. I can't describe it. I've learned so much just by listening to the guests. So, yeah.
Tell us about your role, Mark.
In
Platform F.
Oh, I'm like, get the mortar.
No, you're just vibes. Good,
yeah, it's
vibes.
It's pretty much good vibes. Supporting BB when I can. Make him feel like, because sometimes, you know, just having that one-on-one can be a little bit not intimidating.
People feel vulnerable. Yeah. Regardless of how confident they are in themselves.
I can be a bit of an icebreaker in those situations, I feel like, is what BB gets me in there for. But whatever, supporting BB for whatever he needs for the Platform F. Yeah. So, but
also tech support. Mark does tech support.
True. But super proud of Maddie and BB for what they've accomplished with Platform F. I'm glad to be part of their journey in whatever way I can.
Well, folks can catch Platform F on YouTube and on Instagram and anywhere else.
And Spotify.
You're everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. And watch out for season 2 coming soon.
Fantastic. Mark and Maddie, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you for having us.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.